Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. We're going to get straight to the Lord in prayer. It's been an unusual morning. Well, I don't know if it's that unusual, but it was a mess. Let's go to the Lord in prayer, because we know He's the answer. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, we praise You and we give thanks to You. We thank You for Your love and Your grace and Your mercy. And I know that we say that each and every day, but Father, how else can we define You and what You've done for us? And such a loving Father that You're always waiting for us to turn back to You and away from our sins and ourselves. Turn back to You. And be free. Free of those things that plague us. Those sins. Those addictions. Free of all of that. I ask You to guard us, Father, and guide us. Give us the gift of discernment. And Father, protect us. And protect this nation. I ask that You will, and I know that You are watching over what's going on. I know that You... Nothing, a sparrow doesn't even fall without Your knowledge. Father, as a nation, we have fallen. But You have people here. I know You know their hearts. Who long to bring this nation back to You. For we know that You are our salvation. Your ways are always the best ways, and our help is always coming from You. Awaken us, Father, with Your truth. In Psalms, Your word says to us, I will lift mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is the keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Abba, Father, make us a repentant people who will lean on You, not on our own understanding. Point us to the direction, in the direction You would have us, each of us go. May we be a people that chase after Your own heart. Your children are in great danger. Do not forsake us, Father. I pray You will hold back Your wrath. Show us the best way to bring America home to You for such a time as this. Amen. I was going to share a scripture with you a few weeks ago. Woe to the Pharisees. And I got to thinking, you know, but who are we? So this morning I'm going to share it with you. But as I was preparing it, I was thinking, we just can't make this church every day. But then as if God was once again tapping me on the shoulder, each news article I brought up had some sort of scripture within it. Lest you think, now Beth, that's just what you were looking for. Most mornings, news absolutely bombards me. It's popping up. We've got these little things on the computer, and it just pops up. One news article from a different source, just constantly. And I said to Rudy, nothing's popping up. There is no news. I can't find anything. I was searching and searching. And then when each one of those that I searched popped up a scripture, I thought, okay, woe on the Pharisees. Now, I share this because I'm looking at those who believe themselves to be above the law and above the people. They no longer consider themselves servants of the people. But when we read this in Sunday school a few weeks ago, that's what came to mind. Obviously, politics always comes to mind. This is out of Luke 11, starting with verse 37 through 54. When Jesus had finished speaking, a Pharisee invited him to eat with him. So he went in and reclined at the table. But the Pharisee was surprised when he noticed that Jesus did not first wash before the meal. Now think about this, especially during this time of COVID. Everybody's got to wash or wash again. And then after you wash it, you need to spray it with alcohol, or you need to rub this antibacterial stuff on you. I almost said the C word. Some people have done it so much that their hands are cracking. The scripture goes on. Then the Lord said to him, "Now then, you Pharisees, clean the outside of the cup and dish, but inside you are full of greed and wickedness. You foolish people, do not the one who made the outside make the did not the one who makes the outside make the inside also? But now as for what is inside you, be generous to the poor, and everything will be clean for you. Woe to you Pharisees," he said, "because you give God a tenth of your mint, rue, and all other kinds of garden herbs, but you neglect justice and the love of God. You should have practiced the latter without leaving the former undone. Woe to you Pharisees, because you love the most important seats in the synagogues and respect greetings in the marketplaces." I would stop right there. If you're a Baptist, maybe everybody's like this, you got a certain pew you sit in. By golly, a new guest in there better not sit in your pew. They need to learn where they belong. We are not unlike the Pharisees sometimes. Goes on, "Woe to the Pharisees, because you are like unmarked graves which people walk over without knowing it." One of the experts in the law answered him, "Teacher, when you say these things, you insult us also." Jesus replied, "And you experts in the law, woe to you, because you load people down with burdens they can hardly carry, and you yourselves will not lift one finger to help them. Woe to you, because you build tombs for the prophets, and it was your ancestors who killed them. So you testify that you approve of what your ancestors did. They killed the prophets, and you build their tombs. Because of this, God in his wisdom said, 'I will send them prophets and apostles, some of whom they will kill, and others they will persecute. Therefore, this generation will be held responsible for the blood of all the prophets that has been shed since the beginning of the world. Woe to you experts in the law, because you have taken away the key to knowledge. You yourselves have not entered, and you have hindered those who were entering.'" When Jesus went outside, the Pharisees and the teachers of the law began to oppose him fiercely and to besiege him with questions, waiting to catch him in something he might say. Last week we talked about Pelosi's phrase, "the temple of democracy," and this scripture, "woe to the Pharisees," came to my mind. I hear music. We're headed into a break. Don't leave me. I think you're going to find today's show interesting. I found it interesting the way God had to drag me by the hair of my head to bring it to you. So stay tuned. Warm up your coffee. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we'll be right back.
Liberty Tabletop brings liberty to your table. For those of you who want to display your patriot heart, set your table with Liberty, the new patriotic flatware pattern by Liberty Tabletop. Your dining table sets the mood for the American family and the American dream. Liberty honors our fallen heroes, the Liberty Bell, We the People with Stars and Stripes, our American Eagle, and the Statue of Liberty. Each piece of the Liberty flatware pattern is an art with elegance, high-quality work, and high-quality 1810 stainless American steel. Each piece is unique while conveying the same patriotic message, Liberty for all, and we love America. Order your set now, and a set as a gift for a special patriot in your life. Liberty Tabletop brings Liberty home to your table. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive a discount. LibertyTabletop.com or call them 844-386-2338. You can look for the silver lining, or you can strengthen your portfolio with gold and silver. Optimism is planning for your own financial future. Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading has been watching our economy and the banksters for well over 20 years. The U.S. has an unsustainable debt. While the timing of a collapse cannot be predicted, we know the proverbial straw that breaks the camel's back weighs heavier and heavier with each new stimulus and omnibus bill. Because of our debt and the lack of solid backing, those fiat dollars in your pocket continue to deflate in value. However, gold stays true, true wealth. Give Melody Cederstrom a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver Trading for all your precious metal needs. And join Melody weekday afternoons at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Financial Survival Radio. Visit DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-418-5778. 800-418-5778. 800-418-5778. That's 800-418-5778.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Rudy gives me, excuse me, we had our computer turned on. Rudy gives me a bunch of quotes that we get on emails from a gentleman. And he just sends them out randomly, you know, constantly. This one's from Ayn Rand. We are fast approaching the stage of the ultimate inversion. The stage where the government is free to do anything it pleases, while the citizens may act only by permission, which is the stage of the darkest periods of human history, the stage of rule by brute force. We've been hearing a lot of that in the news. Murray Sabrin said, Marx is smiling in hell because his evil philosophy of redistribution, which is responsible for the deaths of tens of millions of human beings in the 20th century, has been embraced by not only the greatest generation who fought for freedom in World War II, but also their children and their grandchildren. And Auberon Herbert said, whatever party name we may give ourselves, this is the question always waiting for an answer. Do you believe in force and authority, or do you believe in liberty? I love that quote. And Lou Rockwell said, this is a certain truth. There is a certain truth to the idea that all governments everywhere are unstable. And the more ambitious they are, the more unstable they become. We are seeing an unstable government and a Marxism government being promoted here in the United States of America. The temple of democracy, where the high priests abused, distorted, and esteemed their positions. Positions not meant for power, but for servanthood to the people. The Pharisees were from the tribe of Levi, and they did the same thing that our politicians are doing. Well, what convinced me to share the woe to the Pharisees scripture with you was Victor Davis Hanson. Victor Davis Hanson writes, and I very seldom see him quoting any scripture, so I thought, oh my goodness, he's quoting scripture. And then the next one I picked up was from an Anthony Esselin, and it's titled A Forgotten Piety, and he too quotes scripture. And I thought, okay, my Abba Father is speaking to me. Victor Davis Hanson's article is written in American Greatness. That's amgreatness.com. He's titled it Feet of Clay Icons. Now, I'm not going to read the entire article to you because it is rather lengthy, but he makes some great points in here. Our most important and cherished institutions, the military, science, and the law, are losing the trust of Middle America. And his scripture, right at the top, is from Daniel 2:33. The head of the statue was made of pure gold, its chest and arms of silver, its belly and thighs of bronze, its legs of iron, its feet partly of iron and partly of baked clay. He says here, Americans mostly have given up on familiar institutions for entertainment, guidance, or reassurance. What we now do, Hollywood, network news. It says, what now do Hollywood, network news, the media in general, Silicon Valley, the NBA, the NFL, and the MLB, or higher education have all in common? What do they all have in common? A propensity to lecture Americans on their moral inferiorities. Now, don't you think that's kind of humorous? When we talk about Hollywood, I said this a long time ago, you know, they used to have their little segments, it was after school specials, where they gave advice to the children. These were people who couldn't keep their own homes in order. There's scripture about that, too. And yet they're telling everyone else how to live their lives. So he says, they all have in common a propensity to lecture Americans on their moral inferiorities, a general ethical decline in their own disciplines, and strange obsession to acquire great wealth while living in contrast to what they advocate for others. And also, incompetence. Movies are mostly bad now. The network news is blow-dried groupthink. I love that, blow-dried groupthink. There is no paper of record anywhere. Twitter and Facebook no longer even try to hide their politicized contortions of warped rules and twisted protocols. Don't you find this interesting? Now, this man, I see him as practically a genius, and I think he's, I've had some celebrities on the air, but when I had Victor Davis Hanson on, I was just beside myself. I really thought that was probably the worst show I'd ever done myself. He did great because I was just so in awe being not in his presence exactly, but kind of in his presence. Because I think he is so wise. He goes on and he says professional athletes are now reminders of why no one ever wants to be enlightened by multimillionaire quarter-educated narcissists. The public of half century ago lost faith in academia. It wasn't just that most new bad ideas could be traced to the campus or that hothouse professors increasingly seemed both ignorant and arrogant, but rather their product, educating students, was defective. You know it's defective, even in the in the lower grades, you know, in elementary school and in high school, when they want to dumb down the testing. Because the teachers have failed. Now, I had a granddaughter graduate yesterday from high school. And many in that school graduated. I know it's a small school. But many of them, the graduating seniors, had scholarships of some kind. There were only a few that didn't. I think three or four of them have decided to go into the military. Others were going straight into the workforce. There were several that were going into nurses or medical field. Numerous. Some of them were in agriculture. I'm sure they were raised on the farm. But I was impressed with this school. They had been through a lot, this class, with the COVID-19 and coming out of COVID-19. And they lost a member of their class just recently. They were strong. They show leadership. And their teachers were impressed with them. I thought that was rather cool. Victor Davis Hanson goes on and he says, no one believes anymore that a BA is synonymous with knowledge. More likely, it is it's euphemism for incurring $100,000 in debt. But until recently, there were still a few institutions we considered sacrosanct, incorruptible, invincible, amid faith-based assertions, toxic woke fads, civil dissension, and hatred of the past. One certainly was the military. Another was science, or rather the scientists and the researchers and the investigators who devoted themselves to disinterested empiricism. And a third was the sacred idea of the law, or the idea that Americans respect our statues because they were crafted by ourselves and applicable to all equally without exception. All three have lost their luster. Americans do not trust them, at least not in the old way, he says. Perhaps it was the 2020 perfect storm of plague, quarantine, recession, riot, and contentious election, and the red-blue antipathies that ripped off the scab and exposed beneath something far different than the public had assumed. It ripped off the scar. The masking of the people truly unmasked the Pharisees of the Temple of Democracies. Don't you think? Don't you think that's what we were seeing? We talked about draining the swamp, but the swamp was everywhere. There were only a few little patches of land where patriots stand. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Protect or proselytize is his next topic on this. I found it interesting, and I think you would too, and we'll keep it for you if you would like to have it. Feet of Clay Icons. Or you can go to AmericanGreatness.com. That's AMGreatness.com. And look up Victor Davis Hanson. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from legal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Friends, I want to talk to you very frankly about the increasing civil unrest we're seeing these days. You can't turn on the news without hearing about more riots, violence, looting, killing, lawlessness, and mayhem. Sadly, I think the worst is yet to come, and the crescendo will be quite painful. However, I want to focus your attention on what you can do to survive. Priority one in times like these is to make sure you have enough food to eat. If you know me, you know I fully endorse My Patriot Supply. They're the only source I personally use and trust to get through the tough times ahead. Right now, you can save $100 off a 4-week emergency food supply kit of delicious, nutritious meals the whole family will love. Go to preparewithbethann.com to get your food kits today. The future is so uncertain. I urge you to go to preparewithbethann.com and get ready now. That's preparewithbethann.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. But up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I've finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978 6168 and use the promo code BethAnn to get 30% off plus free shipping.
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions. Government micromanaging our lives? But do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism." As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free. Visit csctalkradio.com. where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Well, Victor Davis Hanson has a long article, and he's got it in different chapters, so to speak. Protect or proselytize. The Pentagon, because we were talking about the American people have lost, we've lost faith and hope or whatever, respect, at least for those on the upper crust of our military and even in science, and he gets to the science later. But he says the Pentagon seems to have lost its way. It has transmogrified into cultural engine of change from a defensive force devoted to battlefield supremacy. The Defense Department is chasing its tail, supposedly on the scent of white supremacists and the armed insurrection sort who stormed the Capitol. You know, the temple of democracy. The only problem is that none of the rioters, now sitting in jail without bail and in solitary confinement, have been charged with insurrectionary crimes, treason, or conspiracies. None used arms. None even possessed them inside the Capitol. None killed any law enforcement officer, contrary to what we were told. And so far, No architects of the supposed insurrection, most likely a spontaneous riot of ragtag misfits, have been arrested. Four of the five who died were protesters. None died violently at the hand of another, except an unarmed military veteran who was shot entering a window by an officer whose name, age, and race remain concealed, as does most of the video evidence of the Capitol. Thousands of hours of Capitol videos, the entire mess has been erased. There's only one reason to erase those tapes, and that's because they are evidence there was no true insurrection. He goes on, he says, in other words, a woke military is pursuing an ideological witch hunt of its own based on the myth of an epidemic of armed insurrectionists in its ranks. Does the Pentagon scan the enlistments of any youth who rioted, burned, and looted all last summer? Is it afraid there are sympathizers of radical Islamists on the major Nigel Hassan sort of, you know, in the 2009 mass murder at Fort Hood that Obama's group called domestic violence, whose killing spree of an unarmed U.S. soldiers apparently worried them, the then Chief of Staff General George Casey, that his diversity initiatives might suffer. He goes on in here and he explains quite a bit of just the military issue. And he talks about here, Trump's mere consideration in June 2020 of calling a federal troop to quell the rioting, looting, and violence and arson was blasted by retired military of tyrannical, Nazi-like, most seditious. But all those dangers later did not apply to stationing 30,000 armed soldiers in the Capitol amid a barbed wire barricades following the January 6th Capitol assault. Yet Americans do not want their generals conducting political witch hunts. They do not want retired admirals to be known as liberals or conservatives by the nature of their publicity expressed venom against sitting presidents. They do not want the Pentagon weighing in on every contentious cultural and social issue or directing the campaigns to virtue signaling their political partisanship. I have an article here that says the DOJ seizes $90,000, charges a Black Lives Matter supporter who allegedly stormed the Capitol. He sold footage to news outlets. The Department of Justice seized $90,000 from a Utah man who sold the footage of Ashley Babbitt being shot during the January 6th Capitol breach, according to court filings filed by the federal prosecutors. Now, we've all seen that footage. Do you remember this man? He is a Black Lives Matter activist. His name is John Earl Sullivan, a political activist who reportedly attended the Black Lives Matter protests last year and who allegedly agitated rioters into the Capitol. He was charged with new weapons charges, according to the document unsealed last week. John Earl Sullivan, in a file mugshot photograph, so far more than 400 people have been charged in connection to the breach, which occurred as members of Congress were voting to certify the 2020 presidential election. I'm going to say something here. I think they were ragtag misfits. They followed the wrong ones. And I think this man and others were agitators there to get them fired up to do things that they shouldn't do. In this, they quote this man. Where is that? Here he says, I broke it. My bad. My apologies. Well, they already broke a window, so, you know, I didn't know I hit that hard. No one got that on camera. This man is the one, this Black Lives Matter guy, is the one who broke the window. And he was out there trying to agitate the rioters, and you know, sometimes the sheep are pretty easily fooled. And if you go back, if you can ever find them, they may be all erased by now, the footage of them standing outside the Capitol when this started to erupt, and you can hear the Trump people standing there in, they're just bamboozled. I mean, they're just, it's Antifa, it's Antifa, back away, it's Antifa, because they knew what was happening. Those are probably some who didn't enter. He said at one point he's also heard saying, I'm ready, bro. I've been to too many riots. I've been in so many riots. It would be the fire if someone had revolutionary music right now, prosecutors said that he told them. We're not hearing about this man. We're being told it was Trump supporters that did this. But as Victor Davis Hanson explains to us, none of them were armed. It was an unarmed insurrection, was it not? Then he goes on in this policy and PR is his next chapter in this article. When the COVID-19 pandemic hit, spreading panic, superstition, false information, and rumor was at least had this. We at least had the science, right? We could at least rely on science. But American science, the disinterested expertise that created the modern, affluent, and sophisticated world, we take for granted. But it wasn't to be. The American people could no longer trust the science. The science was distorted. The science was bought and paid for. The science was quieted. Levin was on last night, and he was interviewing a man who wrote a book. Everybody's written a book. But this guy was talking about where this COVID-19 came from, where it originated. And wouldn't you, the point that Levin was making, then within this our interview, and later as he closed it up, wouldn't you as a medical scientist, wouldn't you want to investigate and figure out where this COVID-19 came from that killed 500,000 people? Fear? Wouldn't you want to know that? But it's silence. The medical science, doctors, investigators, whatever you call them, entrepreneurs, they're silent. Why do you think they're silent? They're silent, I believe, because they already know. And they're not going to tell you. Because Fauci had a little bit to do with it. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Hi, this is Beth Ann. The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt so soft in the store, but then when you got it home and tried to use it, it wasn't absorbent at all? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually will dry you. They're debuting the MyPillow six-piece towel set that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can buy one and get one free with the promo code BethAnn. Go to MyPillow.com now and click on the Radio Listener Special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty with their 60-day money-back guarantee. To get your buy one, get one free MyPillow towel set, go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and enter promo code BethAnn, or call 1-800-978-6168. That's MyPillow.com, and the promo code is BethAnn. Join Jason Chavis Tuesday, May 4th for Vitae Foundation's 29th annual pro-life event. Jason is a former congressman and now a Fox News contributor. While serving as representative, Jason rose to chairman of the powerful House Oversight and Government Reform Committee. Only the fifth time in 100 years a three-term representative ascended to such a position. Jason is passionate about the value of life, and so is Vitae. Vitae's digital marketing strategies promote a culture of life while connecting women who are facing unplanned pregnancies with life-saving resources at local pregnancy help centers. Don't miss Jason Chavis. May 4th, reserve your seat today for either the luncheon or the dinner event. Go to adsforlife.org. Join Jason Chavis and the Vitae Foundation May 4th, Jefferson City at the Capitol Plaza Hotel and Convention Center. Register now before the event sells out. adsforlife.org.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-296-1213. 800-296-1213. 800-296-1213. That's 800-296-1213.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're in the final segment of today's show. We didn't bring a whole lot of news, but I hope you've been inspired, or at least awakened, not woke, but awakened. Victor Davis Hanson goes on in this article, and he talks about the policy or the PR. And he talks about the science. We talked about that. And he goes on and he talks about laws or laxity. Now, we all thought all last year, and even it is still going on this year, but they're not showing it. The riots and the looting and the burning of the cities. Wouldn't you hate to live in Portland right now? Some of you live in Portland. I can't call for your call right now. But maybe we could do that later this week. How are you making it? He says, it is illegal to enter the United States without permission, or does unlawful entry warrant instant state subsidy and federal legal help to further violate the law? They're not following the laws. In fact, they're doing the exact opposite. When Donald Trump was president and they're trying to make him, and he was trying to implement the laws that Congress had actually written and passed, they were calling him a racist. They were calling him a nationalist, as if that was something bad. A white supremacist. But he was trying to follow the laws they wrote. That's the job of the president of the United States, is to institute, to make sure the laws are that are passed are taken care of. So Joe Biden is doing things against the law. Obama did things against the law. He says, are there even criminals such as arsonists and looters anymore? Or just those naive enough to believe that torching buildings and stealing from pharmacies in small numbers and without the ideology pretenses. It's amazing what has happened in this world, in this United States of America. That's my words, not his, obviously. He says, our most important and cherished institutions are losing the trust of middle America. I doubt they will easily recover it or find any such loyal supporters among their new courtier or fair-weather progressive psychopaths, and to detriment of us all, and to the detriment of us all. You know, it's amazing to me what we will follow. This says that a new survey finds almost half of millennials don't know, believe, or care whether God even exists. And that, my friends, is the problem here in the United States of America. We have people like Omar, AOC, Tlaib, Nancy Pelosi, many of them who don't believe in our Constitution yet. They supposedly took an oath to follow it, to preserve it, to protect it. The Republican side as well, the Mitt Romneys, the Liz Cheneys, and the others, there are many of them, even the ones we think are on our side. They're so busy writing new laws and passing bills to punish one another's parties and in the process punish the people that they've forgotten that they're there to protect our liberty. They're there to secure the borders. They're there only as organizers. Many of our states are stepping up. Many of our communities are stepping up. And that's what's going to happen. That's why I said, woe on the Pharisees and the experts in the law. But who are we? Because without we the people following God and God's laws and making sure these people do their job right, all is lost. Now, here's a thing in Pennsylvania. The voter stripped the governor's powers after he closed churches and left abortion clinics open. It says, if you have used power long enough, you'll lose it. That was the message from the Pennsylvanians to Democrat Governor Tom Wolf, the first chief executive in the country to be stripped of some of his executive authority. The blowback, which was brewing for months, was a result of the governor's COVID policies, which voters have obviously decided were too oppressive and overreaching. You know, we were all willing to give 2 weeks of our lives, 15 days, but then 15 turned into 30, and now we're at a year and a half. And some people still are shut down. Many people lost their jobs. And here's some good news, and then we'll get back to the other article that I found with scripture. A pro-life activist stops an active shooter outside abortion clinic in Texas. You know, the way to fight abortion is not to go in there with guns and shooting. An armed pro-life activist who had been protesting outside an abortion clinic in San Antonio, Texas, was recently able to stop an active shooter who opened fire on a woman who was entering the facility. You're not going to hear that one in the news, because the guy with a gun saved the day. America is going to become the Wild Wild West once again, aren't we? Because we're not allowing our police to police. And that is by design as well. Well, this is by Anthony Esselin. It's also on American Greatness. And it was when I saw this article that I decided, okay, I'm going with you, God. This is what we're going to do. We're going to share the woe unto the Pharisees and the experts in law. A forgotten piety, he says, we should honor our forebears for what they bequeathed to us and squirm a little because we would be hard put to say what we are leaving for our children, supposedly that we have anyway. Supposing that we have anyway. What are we going to leave? He says, out of Exodus 20:12, honor thy father and thy mother, says the Lord to the children of Israel, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. I used to quote that to my kids every now and then. That you might live long. Our founding fathers left us an experiment where the people live in freedom. They own their own land. They have the freedom to do and the liberty to do. But what are we leaving for our children today? Destroyed statues, teaching them to hate their country, teaching them that everyone of white race is evil. No, let's not do that. Let's not be the Pharisees, and let's not be the ones that made the idol while Moses was on top of the mountain because they needed something to worship. Let's remember whose we are. We belong to the Almighty God. Whether you believe in Him or not, His laws will keep you safe, and His word will make you free. And if we rely on Him, together we will bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business. Grow common sense. And together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.